take this time to thank God for our leadership, Brother Copeland, Sister Gloria, Pastors George and Terry, Ms. Iva and Regina. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to sit in this place. I'm not taking it for granted, but knowing that you're going to meet us here today, and we're going to pray heaven to earth. We're going to submit our will to thy will. And we know change will come. Oh, Father, you are changing. You are rearranging. And we say yes. We just say yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. That this appointed season and this appointed time was created for now. And we enter into the place of prayer, the place of reverence, the place of authority for our country, for our government, for Israel, for the revival capital of the world. We just yield. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We enter and we rest. We praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you. We cast every care and every weight that would try to beset us. We shake it off. We get rid of it. Because we're in your presence. Oh, Jesus. In the fullness of your presence, we take authority. And we pray out the perfect will of God this day, your way. In Jesus' name, we all agree, amen. Amen and amen. We thank God for you this morning. It's one thing that I've learned is to yield and to obey leadership. And Ms. Iva has told us over and over and over again that we are to pray in the Spirit. And I'm going to just do what she says today. Amen. Amen. I thank God for your supply. I thank God for you coming out in this crisp, sunny morning. Valentine's Day, the love day. But we know we operate in that love every day. It's not by our power, by our might. It's by the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Amen. And I know Ms. Iva appreciates you. She loves you very much. And when she asks us to come together, she expects us to do it decent and in order accordingly. So I'm going to start off like she does. Perry Stone, this season of angels, angelic assignments during this prophetic season. And we're going to go to page 3. We all probably know that by heart now, us leaders. But it bears repeating. John 5:4 tells of a beautiful water source located near the Sheep Gate in Jerusalem, where an angel bringing healing would occasionally manifest. John wrote that an angel appeared at a certain season. The word for season here in Greek is kairos, a word used to indicate a specific season of opportunity that is also a set moment in time, also known in Hebrew as moed. The scripture teaches us that there are times and seasons which God has placed within his own power. Let's go to Acts 1:7. It's his power. It's his word. It's his country. It's his will. We are his people. Hallelujah. Acts 1 verse 7, and I'm going to read out of the Amplified. It says, he said to them, it is not for you to become acquainted with or know what time brings the things and events of time and their definite periods or fixed years and seasons, their critical niche in time, which the Father has appointed, fixed and reserved by his own choice and authority and personal power.
Thank you,
Father. Scott, I'm getting a...
Could you kind of
turn it down a little bit? It's like... Prophetic signs indicate the world is entering the season identified as the time of the end, which releases the most significant prophetic seasons since the birth, death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ. Biblically, there have been numerous prophetic seasons, including transitions that change the world. When ignited, there is an increase in angelic visitations and angelic ministry. During tens of thousands of hours of reading, studying, and researching the Bible, I've been alerted to the importance of angels and their ministry to the human family. So we know that our own Brother Copeland, the prophet himself, have said the year of new vision. The Lord is revealing new visions this coming year that will be absolutely stunning. They will include insights, ideas, and concepts that have never been heard of before. Joel 2:28-29, Acts 2:16-18 tells us it shall come to pass. Brother Hagin said, and it shall come to pass at last. It shall come to pass. After that, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. Well, we welcome the Holy Spirit today. Pour out your spirit upon us as prayers, Father God, as children of God who are saying yes this morning. Pour out your spirit. The year of change and manifested power. 2020 will be a year of great change, wonderful, magnificent changes in the kingdom of God in the earth, changes that will come because of insights, ideas, and concepts directly from Jesus to his church by his mighty spirit. Glorious concepts of how his laws work. The laws governing increase and financial prosperity. The laws of the spirit that release miracles and divine healings and manifestation of his almighty power on the earth. This month, at the end of this month, we are in great expectations of that release of miracles and divine healings and manifestations of his almighty power. He said that it's going to be by his power and by his spirit and by his will that these things are going to come to pass. We just get to pray them in and be in great expectation of the manifestation. So we expect limbs to grow out, eyes to see, ears to hear. That's why we pray and we believe and we obey, because God is not a man that he lie. His word is saying it, his prophet is saying it, and we are praying it. So now it's time to see it. It's time to live it. It's time to have it. We are the light in the darkness, dispelling all forms of evil. Yes. We come to destroy the works of the enemy. That's what Jesus came for. So when we pray in the Spirit and we pray the Word of God, then we know change has to come. Like never before, it has to come. New concepts of His love, His very person. For He is love. Insights into the true power and strength of His joy. See, the joy of the Lord is not a feeling, it's a force. And we operate in that place of forcing darkness to leave, forcing evil to stop, forcing the will of God to manifest, because heaven is coming to earth. Heaven is coming to earth. Jesus is returning. The second coming, we are praying Him in. So we are in great expectation of manifestation. And we can praise Him for that. Thank You, Lord, because we are believers. We believe that You are coming and You are doing what Your Word is saying. So we are praying it out in the Spirit for the United States of America, Father God. We thank You that our President Donald Trump and our Vice President Mike Pence are men of God after Your heart. Men that are ready for change, political change, administration change. We know that our White House is the lighthouse. In the name of Jesus, light be in our nation. Light be in our country. Light be in our government. Light be in the politics. Light be in the church. Ha-ha, we are the church. And we are Your light and we are Your love. And we are praying out in the Spirit the perfect will of God for change to come. Hello, morande, che so cor. And He said here, He said, there will be an outpouring and a great revival among our sons and daughters. I claim that. I claim that in the name of Jesus. We claim that. I have three kings, three sons that I decree and declare, yes. He said, that's already happening now. That's true because He said it. But it will increase to levels the likes of which we've only dreamed about. Thank You, Father God. Thank God I'm a dreamer. Thank God I dreamed some big dreams for mine. And Father, I know what You make happen for the revival capital of the world. You're making happen for us individually. You're making happen for the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, and we receive it. The signs and wonders spoken of in Acts 2:19 will bring verse 21 to pass all over the world. Let's go there. Acts 2 and verse 19. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. I'm reading out of the Amplified. It says, I will show wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth beneath. Hallelujah. Blood and fire and smoke and vapor. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the obvious day of the Lord comes, that great and notable and conspicuous and renowned day. And then 21, it says, it will bring this verse to pass all over the world. Ha, ha, ha. And it shall be that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus, we're calling upon the name of the Lord, Jesus. And we are in great expectation of manifestation for everything the prophet has spoken. We are preparing the highway. We are preparing the way of the Lord for the voice of the Lord through the mighty man of God, Kenneth Copeland himself, and Pastors George and Terry and Gloria Copeland. Oh, Father, we prepare the way. Oh, yes, Lord. It says here, invoking, adoring, and worshiping the Lord Christ shall be saved. We are calling in the lost. Manifestation of souls to be saved, minds to be healed, lives to be totally changed, because it's time. It's the season. It's the Moed appointed season. Hallelujah. We are a light on the hill. We are the mountain that's going to roar in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, we've had people say about visions of seeing people come. I think it was Pastor Jean Bailey had said, it was someone said that they saw people coming, having to walk here, looking all toe up, just trying to get to the revival capital of the world. And we are preparing that place for them to come. The place for the manifestation of what the word says and the prophet have spoken to come alive. His word is alive and full of power. And it's going to produce his promises. It's going to produce the end results of what he said. Now is the time. And he said here, the year of political change. Those politicians who refuse my call to unite. See, it's about unity. Let's go to John 17. Unity. They gonna know us by the unity that we have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm gonna read that. I'm gonna start in one. When Jesus had spoken these things, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify and exalt and honor and magnify your Son so that your Son may glorify and extol and honor and magnify you. Just as you have granted him power and authority over all flesh, all humankind, now glorify him so that he may give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life. It means to know, to perceive, recognize, become acquainted with and understand you, the only true and real God. And likewise, to know him, Jesus, as the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah whom you have sent. I have glorified you down here on the earth by completing the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me along with yourself and restore me to such majesty and honor your presence in your presence as I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name. I have revealed your very self, your real self, to the people whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours and you gave them to me and they have obeyed and kept your word. Now at last they know and understand that all you have given me belongs to you. It's really and truly yours. Didn't he say that the world, that the government belongs to him? That this is his country? We are his people? It all belongs to him. For the uttered words that you gave me, I have given them, and they have received and accepted them, and they've come to know positively and in reality, to believe with absolute assurance that I came forth from your presence, in his presence. This is what we are all about, being in his presence, in the fullness of his joy, hearing him speak, saying, this is the way, walk therein. Hallelujah. And they have believed and are convinced that you did send me. I'm praying for them. And I'm not praying requesting for the world, but for those you have given me, for they belong to you. All things that are mine are yours, and all things that are yours belong to me. And I am glorified in through them. They have done me honor. In me, my glory is achieved. Now, I am no more in the world, but they are still in the world, and I'm coming to you, Holy Father. Keep in your name, in the knowledge of yourself, those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. He's going to do this thing. He's going to do this, that we become one. When the world see us as one, unified in him, operating in a place of love and light, power and authority and dominion, they're going to want to know him.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. That's what this is all about. That's right. While I was with them, I kept and preserved them in your name. in the knowledge and worship of you. Those you have given me, I guarded and protected. Not one of them have perished or is lost except the son of perdition, Judas Iscariot, the one who is now doomed to destruction, destined to be lost, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I'm coming to you, and I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that my joy may be full and complete and perfect in them, that they may experience my delight fulfilled in them, and my enjoyment may be perfected in their own souls, that they may have my gladness within them, filling their hearts. Fill us full with you, Jesus. Fill us full with your joy. Fill us full with your wisdom and your utterance, Father God. Fill us full of you in your presence. We want nothing but Jesus and the perfect will of God. Not us, Father God, not our flesh is crucified and we no longer live. So we invite you to come and fill us full. Help us to become one seamless face to face in you today, Lord, in this prayer time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then it says here, those politicians who refuse my call to unite, I was saying all that for the unity, and become the United States of America, and not just America. Those politicians who refuse to listen, Lord, help us listen. Help us hear. We're listening. Those politicians who continue the pathway of hate, oh, Father, destroy the pathway of hate. Yes, yes. Let love supersede it. Yes. Let love replace it. Yes. Let love remove it. Yes. Jesus himself and your people, we as one. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We just glorify you, Father, to remove every pathway of hate. He said, I will remove them from their place, and I will remove their influence from the record books. I will remove their candle in their families. I will remove them from office and put someone in there who will. He's doing this. It will be days of political change, great victories and great defeats, for the spiritual enemies of God and his people shall be crushed. Spirits, not flesh and blood, but there are those on both sides of the political divide who refuse to listen to the Lord Advocate General of the church. Their dreams shall be dashed, their desires shall be wounded, and they will be removed from their offices and replaced. And we've seen some of this, some by the ballot, some by tragedy, and some who in despair will quit and go do something else. This is my country, said the Lord Jesus. It was founded by people who love me for the sole purpose of their love and desire to worship me and to worship the Almighty God. And I will never forget that. I thank you, Father God, that in the year of 2020, that there will be a continued rebirth of this nation. It's a surety and it's a good thing. And we are coming to this place in prayer and the Spirit, and we're praying out the rebirthing of this nation. In the name of Jesus, we are decreeing, Father God, for your perfect will to come from heaven to earth and for us to see the peace of Jerusalem and Israel, Father God, and to see the United States be the light that we are. In Abasha Sandro Kora, Eleborondorobo Shesandele, Nandain Dororoboro Karabai. We said, Amai Shesoye, Elebero, Dondele Rabai, Deleboro Karanabo Shesa, Yandele Beroco, Ilabanda, Yandorobo Roca, Yandorobo Shesa. Raise us up, Father, higher into the love of God and the promises of God, and let the world see Jesus. Let the world experience love. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise and the glory. We are believing for breakthroughs, breakthroughs, Father God, in our government, breakthroughs, even in the media, Father God, that they will tell the truth in the name of Jesus, that their eyes of understanding will be flooded with truth and with light and with love in the name of Jesus. God, you are light and you are love, and in you there is no darkness. So we enter into a place of light. Light be. Light be in our country. Light be in the body of Christ. Light be in the family. Light be in marriages, Father God. Light be in the church. Eko shasan de lo robo rahaya. Ile borande lo robo sheso korabai. Father God, that we will pray out the prophetic anointing and we will pray out the perfect will of God so that the prophet himself can step on the platform and step in his place and decree and declare and establish the promises and will of God in Jesus' name. The word of the Lord through our own pastor, Terry Pearson's, she said, you need to understand where you are in the timeline of things. You are quickly moving and approaching the crossover of the age. It's not a mark in time. It's a crossover in time. And as you come closer to that point from the age that you're in, and you'll begin to see into the age that is to come. As you get closer to it, you'll see more. You'll know more. Some things you'll recognize that's what they are. Other times you won't realize that's what it is, but it is. There are many things that are involved in the crossover of the ages. One thing is the work of angels. Remember, Jesus' arrival into the earth was the beginning of the crossover of that age into this one. And it was accompanied by angels making declarations, speaking words from heaven that opened doors and made the way. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to dispatch angels Amen. In the name of Jesus that they would declare and they would speak the word from heaven and open doors, because there are things that the ministering angels will do that we cannot do, but they will do. And we will dispatch them and send them out and tell them, here's your command. They're sitting waiting on the church to speak what thus saith the Lord, and we'll do that today. It says here, it was continued then by the prophet John the Baptist as he began to speak and to preach, and he carried within him the anointing to deliver words, to deliver God's message to this group, to that group, to that group, to this group. And in all of those words, it brought the close of one age further along and the coming of the next age closer in. And it prepared the bridge from that age that was to the age that was to come, the highway that the scripture calls the way for the Lord. So you are at the time for the crossover of that age, and the pattern has been set, and it is indeed the same. There is an accompaniment of angels at work to do what I've signed them to do, said the Lord. And yet they are still hearkening and listening for commands from the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture says in Ephesians that the many-sided wisdom of God is to be revealed to the church, through the church, to angelic rulers and authorities. There are angels who have authority over the ages. Angels who have authority to work within dispensation of times, but revelation of their assignment and release to do what they are called and assigned to do is destined to come through the church. And I have orchestrated that. I move upon that. And I'm moving in the church to accomplish the crossover of the age as I've designed it to be. And then there is another place that she gave us, the higher order. Let's go there. Because she specifically addressing our church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Line up on line, precept on precept. October the 28th, 2003. She said in Ephesians 6, 18 through 20, Paul said, pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of the saints, God's consecrated people. And pray also for me, the freedom of utterance may be given, that I may open my mouth to proclaim boldly the mystery of the good news, the gospel. Pray that I may declare it boldly, courageous, as I ought to do. All I'm going to do.
Right,
okay, no problem. Glory to God. We just keep on moving. We just move up. I get closer to y'all, so that's better, isn't it? Okay. And then here it says here, now if we are looking for the equipping in the midst of the battle, we missed it somewhere. We got in a position that we had to face something that we were not prepared to face. And it's never the fault of the Holy Spirit, for his calling and his assigned responsibility is to tell us the future before it comes. We have the news before the news even comes, because he said in John 16 and 13 that the Spirit of truth would tell us what the Father is saying and what is to come. Now, his telling of the future is not always, hey, there's a big hairy devil coming. But his telling of the future is by what he leads us to, what he leads us towards, and what he begins equipping us for. If we will be astute enough in the spirit, we will be able to watch. Jesus said, watch. If you watch the weather, you can begin to see that there's a storm coming, and you prepare. You don't have to know that it's there. You begin to see the signs of the coming. There are signs of the coming of the Lord, and these signs are pointing us to be prepared for that coming. Prepared people are equipped people or anointed people. And we are those people, and we say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, that we are prepared in season, out of season, and we are always watchful and ready. Hallelujah. And then she says, in preparation for his coming requires a higher level of spiritual awareness and sensitivity to what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. When Jesus dealt with John on the Isle of Patmos, repeatedly he said, let those that have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And all of his sayings had to do with the things that were to come. Correction, preparation, endowment of powers for the things that laid ahead. We have to be more alert in this place, in this church, in this ministry, as we are assembled together because of the calling that's on this ministry. And therefore, this church, I thank God for the calling on this church, on this ministry. I thank God, Father God, that we are in position. We are in our places, doing what the will of God is saying to do, and that's to intercede and to pray. It is a ministry called not to touch the prophetic, not experience the prophetic, not have moments of the prophetic as any believer might, but rather to be a steady, constant force, a steady, constant delivery of the prophet's anointing. Your place here, though, it is on many levels. Multidimensional. A great portion of your calling here is to aid, assist the delivery, the function, the operation, and the increase of that anointing. So, Father God, we just pray that out in the name of Jesus. We come and we pray in the Spirit because we want to be able to aid and to assist our pastors and Brother Copeland and Sister Gloria and the leadership of this ministry. So we pray in the Spirit out the perfect will of God over this operation. Hallelujah. Increase the anointing, Father God. That destroys yokes and remove burdens. Your utterance, Father God, your utterance, come. Open up the doors. Open up the gates of heaven and pour out the Spirit of the living God upon Eagle Mountain International Church in the name of Jesus, Father God, upon the Kenneth Copeland Bible College, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the revival capital of the world. We receive the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Revelation, insight into, in the name of Jesus. Ole bande loco rabayayande. Oh, yelebo ramahayanaya. Oh, shesayando do coca by high. Bilebendo do borro carabande chesoco. Hilebendendo la bando de borebe candere do boche seca. Dalabore borebendo do boche so yoko roca babaya daraba. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over this ministry. The blood of Jesus over our leadership. The blood of Jesus over the executive leaders of this ministry. They're armored up, prayed up, covered up, and they are unified in one accord, Father God, leading us according to the light and the word of God. Elebe yondo lo boro kamande le boche seka baya. Oye yando le boramba kande le koko kola bandede. Tilebe she so koko kola mandadai. Tilebe ndo lo boche seka makatara baro kabai. Ane lo boche se lo bora bandara. Dile borondo lo boche se yo boramande. Hile borondo lo borebe kande bo kamida. Tilebe do de la bore bamba haka. Bilabora boba she se korebeka yandelaba. Dilebore me o no mo dalana mo robo karaba she se koro boro bora bandada. Dilebore be sho so koko yo ba kayandele robo rebe kandede. Dilebe no debo dalana bo roba kaya. Halaborande rebo she se koko ho she se yaneda. Ilebone be she so koko boro bobo rama baba yandele rebe aya. Yo telero borre me candero robo se se ya yandero robo roca bamba yanderera. O rondero robo se se coroborra baba yadara. Teleborre bendoro robo se se cose sacada baya. Orebe ronde le rebo se se cabacha sacada baya. Toleborre beba mandele robo se se cano. Tilebe dore borre bancandero robe se se coca. Tilebe no teleborre beba mayo hocaba. O se se yo telero borroca babaya. Hayando do do bo che se coca babacata. Andero do bo telera borre banderera bando. Tile borreba hanane de bo che se camanda. Tile borroca rebe che se coco boba papa haya. Tile borroca rebando de che se co de debeto rebemo. Tile bandando de le robo remacandele rebe. O yele bendo do bo che se ha. Unity, oneness, halaboshe se kokobaha. Love, halaboshe se kokobata dada. Tilebedodo borebe kandoro roboshe sainaya. Dilebore me dore roboshe so kokobobo babanda. Dilebodoro robore me kandere robobobo elevata yate. O shesa hayata. Tilebo kokoboka pasha saka. Dilebora bahne hekebe. Ilebodala rabando roboshe saka. Ilabora bandero robo she senda yanderebo dalebo rabakatan. Ilabore baba bando te shasoko koko banya. Ilabodo bo she sekande de dolopo roka banya. Tilebe rote andelebo ndelebo rabakandelebe dode. Ilabore bandoro debe she soko bande. Tilebe roka yandelebe yotaya. Alamal kote she soko ka. Ilabota shasakatan. Alabande robo shesakata. Hilebeto robo rabakande shesai. Ilabo kanderebe shesoto. And she says on the last page of this, she said, and you come with the sword of the Spirit. And you come as the apostle saying, praying in tune, in touch, in connection, and communion with the Spirit of God. And you begin to pray and make a demand on the utterance of the Spirit through the leadership that's set in front. Oh, Father God, we thank you for our leadership. Hallelujah. We thank you for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Pastors George and Pastor Terry Pearson. We thank you for Pastor Gene Bailey, Buddy Pilgrim, Michael Evans, Jan Harper, the executive leadership of this ministry, Father God. Oh, that Father, that they will give the command from heaven. They will hear from heaven, and they will give the command to us, and we will receive it. We will undergird them, and we will intercede on their behalf, Father God. That they will give orders from heaven. Oh, they will hear from heaven, Lord. And no other voice will they hear. And they will be in one accord. They will be unified. They will be a force to be reckoned in the revival capital of the world. Oh, Father God, we thank you that when they give orders from heaven, that will deliver that word that will change. That will deliver that word that will show us how to stir up true love. Deliver the word that will produce helpful and good deeds and noble activity. Oh, Father, and you use your faith as the Holy Spirit leads you. And you come in requiring not of man, not of the man. Don't make a demand on him. It's not fair. But with your spirit, make contact with the Holy Spirit and his spirit. And make a demand on heaven. So, Father, we make a demand on heaven today. We make a demand on the kingdom of life. We make a demand on liberty. We make a demand on the Spirit. Understand that your demand is a rightful demand. It is your place to demand. Without your demand, power is given but has no way to be received. Power flows from the electric company. Power flows in the cables that come. Power flows to the wall through the outlet on the wall. But until you take what is in your hand and belongs to you and connect it to the power, placing a demand on what is given, then you remain unequipped. Well, Father, we're taking that power. We are making a demand on heaven and the power and all that it possesses for the revival capital of the world, for the United States of America, for our military, for our government, for the president and the vice president, for Israel, Father. We make a demand today in the spirit. Halaboche Sandi. Eleboranderoboche Sandaroborakai. Eyendororobo. We make a demand today in the name of Jesus, in great expectation of your manifestation. Ayando borakacha sate. Tolobo kandelebo ramahaya dande. Tobo delebo talebeto delebeto labakai. Haya, heaven come to earth. Heaven come to earth. Jesus, come. We welcome you to come. Hello, Boshe Sokora Hayandele. No more delay. No more delays. No more obstacles. No more confusion. We make a demand that heaven comes to earth this day, in this hour, in this prayer time, Father God. And we dispatch ministering angels. And we command them to get on post and go minister. Do what you do in the government. Do what you do in the military. Do what you do for our president and vice president. Do what you do in the leadership. Ministering angels, go in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, have your way. Through the angels, angelic forces, we dispatch you. And we make a command on the perfect will of God. Your utterance, open, fill our mouths with your utterance, fill our hearts with your love, fill our ways with your light, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Stir us up. Stir up the love. Stir up the utterance. Stir up the rivers. Latter and former rivers. Converge us, Father God. We're coming out of stagnation. We're coming out of hopelessness and helplessness. We are operating in the place of authority, in the place of change. Manifestation and concept of your love in this ministry. Ayala Borekai. Ela Bodelebe Rokaba. Ela Mende Doroborakata. We pray we can declare it boldly and courageously with strength, Father God, that there would be a delivery of strength and maturity in your word as it ought to be in the body. Your word is a lamp and a light in our path. And we as the army of God is walking in that path of light and decreeing and establishing the will of God. And we say yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your promises. Yes to your way. Eagle Mountain International Church is on the mountain. And we are prepared, equipped people, anointed, appointed, selected, and chosen for such a time as this, Lord. Thank you for that. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Shasana, that the great awakening upon the church, your great awakening is going to produce the revolution, hallelujah, that's needed to free our nation from sin and godliness. We're coming against death, murder, abortion, everything that's against God, you cease and desist. You are illegal and you cannot stay. We decree for you to go in Jesus' name. Our eyes are open, our hearts are open, our minds are renewed to your truth. Our leaders are leading us accordingly. And we say yes. Yes, sir. You command and we will yield and we will obey. You said an awakening in the church will result in an awakening in the nation. And America belongs to the church. Thank you, Father God. America's returning to their spiritual roots. Hallelujah. America, wake up. Wake up, America. Wake up, America. Come out of darkness. Come into the light. No longer be deceived. No longer play with that dark thing. Get rid of it. Evil. No more in Jesus' name. We're shining the light. We're uncovering all darkness. Come up. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Awakening. Arising. We're rising. Oh, the light. So much light.
This is holy ground. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain.
In your presence.
with every breath I breathe. Let the rain of your presence fall on me. Everywhere that I go, Lord, let your presence flow. Rain on me.
In you we hide. More of you. Open. Open. Changed. Restored. Made new in your presence. They're changed. We enter in by faith to the Holy. Revelation being lifted up in your presence. Time is our servant right now in this time. We're the perfect age for everything that God has for us. When? Right now. This time. There is time. There is a time for everything. There is a season for every activity under heaven. We got time. Time does not have us. We're not too young. We're not too old. We're not too late. We are the perfect age. So let us use the time and take the time and spend the time in his presence that we sense today, and let him work. For time is a good friend, not an enemy. Time is our helpful servant, not a cruel master. The thief comes to steal, kill, and I've come that you might have life and have it to the full. In this time, this is the time. This is the hour to speak right, listen right, see right, know right, do right in this hour. Our lives are not too busy. They're full. Full of family, full of friends, full of the purpose of God, full of the plans of God, full of the wealth and health that we've been given. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, where there is not a restriction. So we access an abundance of productivity. Doing the will and the purpose of God, calling those things that are not as though they were until they are, by faith declaring and speaking and praying and lifting and anointing. So when we lay hands on the sick, they recover. Wholeness, health, prosperity. The church is prosperous. Eagle Mountain International Church is prosperous. Every person that calls this ministry is prosperous. And in these hours and in this time, the increase, the more than enough has been stepped over into. And we're not going to go back to where we were. We've stepped ahead. So ministering spirits, we say, go. Work on our behalf. Cause every finance to come in, individually and corporately. The whole body of Christ, we're coming up. And even more, we're stepping into new doors. We are coming into more. The favor of God is working on our behalf. Where there was no way, he has made a way. For he is the way maker. Chains are broken. Hindrance is removed. Lack has to go. Prosperity is ours. When? Now. This time. Now. This nation is moving toward your perfect will. One nation under you, God. We plead the blood. We've come into the Holy of Holies by the blood, and we plead that blood and declare the blood over Jesus, over America, over our president, over our leaders, over positions of authority, politically and spiritually. Prophets begin to prophesy, declare and be loosed everywhere. Destinations calls. We say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. The church that says, yes, Lord, and we know Eagle Mountain International Church has said yes. Our pastor have said yes, and command ye, sir, and we'll do whatever the prophet has been given from heaven. The church that says yes will take great steps and move further, faster, and greater. The church, the body that says yes, Lord, without knowing how to do it, what to do, or when to do it, but first say yes. And that's what we say. Always saying yes to you, Lord. I don't know how to do that, Lord. I'll lead you and guide you into the right ways, the Holy Spirit says. All truth. But, no buts. Yes, yes, Lord. You're so good. Time will make room for the purposes of God to be fulfilled in our lifetime and in our generation. Worry, doubt, and fear are time thieves. So we choose to abide in the love and the presence of the Lord. It's your presence, Lord. Joy is in the atmosphere, the very atmosphere of heaven. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. We're strong in the Lord, and the joy within us is rising up. Prayer is our greatest access to the wisdom of God. So we choose to seek first the kingdom of God. We choose it. That's what we're saying yes to this morning. No, it's not staying the same. It'll never stay the same. Time is moving and things are changing. But with our words given by the Spirit of God, spoken forth, we'll move at the right time, and we'll step at the right time, and we'll speak at the right time, and we'll know what to do in that right time. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. Speaking of prayer connecting to heaven, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you now, It's the time of God's favor. Thank you, Lord. And now is the day of salvation. We pray for all the sheep, Lord, all over the earth. We cover the earth with the blood of Jesus. And we pray for the sheep and for the shepherds, for leaders every day. Have your way.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And the answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
Hallelujah.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes,
I will trust you and obey.
When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
Hallelujah.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
Just a word of encouragement that these prophetic words, the importance of these prophetic words, we have to elevate our understanding of them and our appreciation of them. Several months ago, I heard on Billy Brim's Noon Ministry, someone said, had the word that prophecy is a weapon. And you know, we sing that song, I Raise My Hallelujah, My Weapon is a Melody. Well, we got a stronger weapon than a melody. It's our these prophecies. So when things come our way, no, we've got the Word of God on it. We've got to stand on these, whether it's in this book or if it's on that paper. Those prophecies are weapons.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So be it. And the church say amen.
And the church say amen.
Hallelujah.
Let the church. Let the church say amen.
Okay.
Scotty, find me another keyboard. This is
Hallelujah.
Done. This
keyboard's
done.
It's cutting out on me. Let me find it really quick. Hope I can find it.
All right. No problem. Take it. Do it. And Miss Betty got a word for me.